Pickaxe.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, I'm Wheels, the Dungeon Master for Storybreakers. Love Critical Role and movies like Hot Fuzz and Spotlight? Actual play series Storybreakers combines the fantasy adventure of Dungeons & Dragons with small-town comedy and mystery in an episodic tale of journalists on the hunt for the secret underbelly of a tiny town where nothing seems to happen.
But excuse me if I don't think a bunch of ragtag journalists from a podunk town are actually going to be of any help.
But technically, I don't come from here.
When the mysterious arrival of a celebrity from the Heroes and Adventurers Guild sets off a strange conspiracy, the group will have to leave what they think they know about the world at the door if they're ever to unravel the truth at the heart of this seemingly nondescript town.
It's not front page of the Sasai Star, no.
I pull up the today's, like, installment of the news to see what the front page actually is.
There's a big picture of a pumpkin that's been stepped on, and it says, "Outrage as pumpkin stepped on."
Storybreaker Season 1 in its entirety is available for listening right now wherever you get your podcasts, with Season 2 on the way. Find out more at dicebreaker.com.
Hello and welcome to Zero Degrees, the podcast with no qualifications where we solve your complications. I'm Harry and today I'm joined by just Ravs, but a super, super special guest, Simon Honeydew, the Diggy Diggy Hole Man. How you doing?
Hello, yes, it's me, Mimes Digging a Hole. Sorry, Kanye West was unavailable, so I'm stepping in.
Love it.
I hope that's okay.
Great reference, reference.
Great reference. I was hoping Kanye would be here this week, but, you know, I'll settle for Club of the Clone.
I was hoping for Barack Obama. That's my cope. One day we'll get Barack Obama on this fucking podcast.
That would be good.
I don't think that's ever going to happen. But you're just going to have to accept.
It's nice to have dreams, though, Simon. It's nice to have things to look forward to. You know, come on.
No. This is as good as it gets.
Oh. This is a high.
Simon Lane.
Simon Lane, everybody. So, unfortunately, Lydia's ill this week. Ravs actually has COVID.
I actually have COVID and I'm here, Lydia. What are you saying? What are you saying, Lydia?
But Simon, thank you so much for joining us. Have you listened to some Zero Degrees before?
I have.
What did you think?
Do you know what? I thought it was fine, right? Maybe even good.
Mm-hmm.
But then I listened to an episode about like pissing, and then I listened to the one about a guy trying to put his bollocks inside of a lady's bum hole.
Oh yes.
And then I was like, do you know what? Unsub.
It was too explicit for you. I feel like we started quite explicit. I feel like it was, you know, it was all quite raunchy. It's quite a raunchy podcast, Simon. Are you ready for that?
It is. I actually skipped part of it when I think Ravs asked you, what's the most times you've masturbated in a day?
Yeah, and I skipped forward.
I skipped forward in the episode. I was like,
want to know or what?
I don't need to know that. I'm going to be happy. My life will be improved having not heard the answer to that question.
I mean, now that you're here, Simon, what's your answer to that question?
Yeah, I feel like you have to answer that question now.
I think the more important thing to do is answer the burning questions that have been sent in by your lovely listeners.
Lovely segue. Should we just jump into a question or do we want to...
Sure. When I was having a die from COVID, I was like, oh shit, the podcast tomorrow. I've lost all concept of time since TwitchCon and having COVID. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to go back. I'm going to pick out some old questions. I'm going to pick out a few more questions that aren't just like... Streamers, help. What does come? Dear Zero Degrees.
What does come?
I cannot eat a meal without cum in it. I had to pick something that wasn't that for once, you know?
We have nearly 500 questions, and that is the majority.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
We've answered about 20. we've done a terrible, terrible job at answering any of these fucking questions. Some of them are so long, though, Simon. It's people's entire fucking life stories. It's a lot. It's a lot to take on.
I think maybe some of the people that are writing in these questions, maybe they just need to start a blog instead of writing into you. Maybe they need to post this on a forum on the internet.
Yeah. Yeah, because honestly, we are certainly underqualified for some of these questions.
Wait, speaking of qualified, before we get into the question, we have to do a degree check. Simon, have you any degrees?
No, I have not got a degree. I did not achieve my degree at Cardiff University.
And that's why you're on this podcast.
Thank you. But Pyrion was on, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah.
I kind of thought he did have one. Something. He comes across, honestly, Simon, you come across as having one. Pyrion comes across as not having a degree.
I don't know which of us should be more insulted, me or Pyrion. Probably Pyrion, actually.
I think Pyrion should be more probably insulted him. By that.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was your degree in? It was like science, space.
Astrophysics.
You did fucking astrophysics. Oh, my God, I forgot
astrophysics.
That.
Astrophysics.
That's like big brain stuff.
It is. It's all mathematics, really. It's all mathematics.
Did it give you some like good life skills and stuff? Like, really set you
no.
up?
No. No. No.
Is that the one that Neil deGrasse Tyson is smart at? Millions and millions of particles. That's my Neil deGrasse Tyson voice.
That's a pretty good impression. Honestly. Oh.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to the first question. It's time for the first question.
Question one. Here we go. How long after you start dating someone would you share a bath with them? And would you be embarrassed to fart in front of them while in the bath? What are you feeling, guys?
I feel like it's so... I feel like we talked about baths last week or week before. I feel like it's so... Baths are such a place where you just, like, all of your grimy, like, boy dirt goes off you. Do you know what I mean? You just kind of like...
Boy dirt!
You just wallow
your
in it.
Your boy dirt!
And oh, I just feel like the idea of sharing that kind of experience, you know, of me kind of, I don't know, I also just feel like being in a bath, being in water is quite a kind of like, you're in quite a kind of a raw state, you know, I feel very vulnerable in a bath.
It's like being in the womb, isn't it?
It is.
It's like being in the womb.
Yeah.
Just the idea of sharing liquid. That, ugh. Like, do you want to share that with someone? Like my warm boy dirt with
I don't
the person
think
that I
so.
Like?
Unless you had like a really big bath, you know what I mean? Like I can't see that being good. Like what do you would basically have to like scissor, wouldn't you? Like you have to like
yeah,
you kinda would have to like scissor a little bit in the bath.
That's hot actually. It's
kinda a little hotter. It's a bit hotter than showering together now, actually, now that I think about it.
Yeah.
I do have a very personal anecdote that's on topic that I could share that I don't think I've ever told anyone.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
But
yeah,
there was a past sexual partner.
Mm-hmm.
We were in the shower together, and it was erotic.
Mm-hmm.
And then there came a moment where I was like, do you know what? In order to get really clean, I probably should like wash around my ass. And I'm like, I'm going to have to wait for her to leave before I do that because it's going to ruin the moment.
Your boy dirt. Really, your boy dirt's going to ruin the moment.
You have to scrub your boy dirt out in front of her.
I feel like you should have just looked her right in the eyes and just done it. That's just ultimate assert dominance. Just like, she's like, holy shit, this is the most Chad guy I've ever been with.
Fucking ass, staring and grunting.
Also, just taking the shower head, just shoving it up there. She's standing there cold. She's not getting warm. God, that is...
But it's like, I do that, you know, if I was to do that, like, you know, with a hand, and then what do I do afterwards? Do I then put that hand on her boob? Like, how do you...
You just lick the fingers. You lick the fingers and maintain eye contact.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Honestly, as someone who's also, you know, partaken and tried the kind of shower exotics, it's just fucking slippery and complicated. It's being in that place with another person is not good.
I'm already scared of it falling in the shower as it is. Like, I don't want to fuck around with that.
I just feel like, why do people want to, like...
Dangerously wraps. Come on. You only live once, mate.
I mean, it'd be a hell of a way to go, I guess.
I don't feel like I would. Do you guys want to share a bath? Is that like, I don't know, maybe
no,
there's something nice? Maybe like
maybe.
A big bath, like one of those hotel baths.
I am kind of enjoying the idea of it being like cramped in there and you like scissoring with someone. I think that is like kind of actually like selling me on the idea a little bit.
How about, Rabs? How about you're in like one of those like hot springs in Japan?
Okay, yeah.
You're lying in, you know, this wonderful, like, they've got the yuzus floating around in the tub. It's lovely. And then like four cat girls walk in.
Cat girls?
Yeah, cat girls walk in. Okay. And then they start washing you.
Okay.
Are you okay with this so far?
Yeah, so far I'm down.
Okay, but then as soon as one puts her paw, I mean toe, into the water, are you then out?
No, I'm still in there.
Okay. Okay, so you'd be fine with this.
I think so, yeah. You've painted it's a very nice picture to
it
me.
It needs a bit of upselling, right?
And then I say, scrub my boy dirt and dirt my asshole.
It didn't help that we kind of framed it all around boy dirt and asses instantly. I guess it can be more romantic, right? It's just...
Take a shower first, then get in the bath with your partner.
Yeah.
It's more erotic.
That's very wasteful on the water, Simon. That's not very ecological of you.
Oh,
it's an extravagant. Rams gets COVID, environment dies. Fuck it, who cares?
I don't think, you know, when Jeff Bezos is going off into space and, you know, and Kylie Jenner's taking 3-minute flights or whatever, I don't think it matters, you know, how much water, you know, we use personally.
Well, suddenly we can all take two. Suddenly double
did you
barfing.
See that, did
Sorry,
you see
I'm
that
double barfing today.
That picture she put up with her boyfriend being like, your jet or mine? Because they have two private jets and they were taking a 5-minute
God,
flight.
God, it's so fucking gross. So fucking gross.
Anyway, I hope that answers your question.
Well, how long after you start dating someone would you share a bath with them? You know what? I don't know. I don't know.
I feel like it's a type of thing you either like you do very early on or you're probably never going to do.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
And
it's
would you be embarrassed?
You both want to do or it's just not, it's not there.
And would
if you're spending a weekend together, then it's like your first weekend together and you're just, you know,
at it like rabbits, just fucking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then having a bath together would be completely natural to happen.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Uh-huh.
That's fine. That's fine.
Do you,
Then farting in front of them when you're in the bath, maybe wait a few weeks. Don't do that on the first weekend.
Oh, I feel like farting. I feel like farting in the bath in front of them is so much worse than farting like just out in the air. Do you know what I mean? I feel like a bath fart is worse.
It's funny as fuck though.
It is funnier, but I feel like it's a lot. It feels more confrontational. It doesn't feel as chill.
Yeah,
what
I guess
if you
so.
Follow through?
Oh no.
It's like
you just
like
send
a BP disaster.
A fucking torpedo towards them.
This dark oil starts spreading throughout the bath. My boy dirt! You just stand up and start scrubbing.
Oh my god.
It won't be clean. I feel like you just shouldn't do that. I feel like just stay out of baths. Just stay out of it. You know, do it once or twice and then it's just, there's beds for reasons, right? Come on. Come on, people.
Yeah.
Come on. Let's be serious here. Dear 0 Degrees, I'm a window cleaner and I've been having some strange interactions with a customer and I don't know how best to handle the situation. A few months back, I picked up a new customer who we'll call Mr. Donaldson, not his real name. He's an older man who lives alone. I began cleaning his windows once every 2 weeks and all was fine at first. He paid on time and was always cheerful. After a month, I was cleaning one of the bedroom windows when he walked into the room just wearing a pair of Y-fronts. He knew I was cleaning the windows, as I always knock and alert customers that I'll be working. I quickly climbed down from the ladder and left that room until last, so I knew he would be dressed by then. That following week, I'm cleaning the kitchen window when he suddenly walks in with his shirt on, but no trousers. Again, I leave and go to another window. I rationalise it thinking, well, he's an older man who lives alone. Maybe that's just what he does, because he's so used to being alone.
That's what I do.
That's what I do. I literally walk around my fucking place naked. Like, yeah. It's one of the joys of life, right? Just
yeah.
Freedom. Continues. Well, last week I cleaned all the windows without incident. I knock on the door to let him know I was done so he could lock up the garden gate and the door's open. Mr. Donaldson is stood there, completely stark bollock naked, with an old rugby sock covering his cock and balls. Oh my God. I left immediately. What do I do? Do I keep cleaning his windows? Do I try and contact someone to let them know? Social services, the police, Playboy. He still owes me money from last week. Oh my God.
So
you need a stamped addressed envelope. Sorry, Barry. Barry? Sorry, Revs.
That's fine. The stamped address envelope. Go on, Simon. I'm curious your take on this.
I was thinking, in order to get the money, just post an envelope through his door by hand with your address on, with a stamp on, and then he can just post the money to you.
What if he just sends the
sock? Don't give him your fucking address. Do not
just send the sock
and just seal it with like a kiss. Keep on the back so the postman doesn't open it. Yeah, just seal it with some lipstick kiss. Fuck. Do not do that. That's a terrible idea. He'll hunt you down. He's crazy, Simon. He's a crazy naked
man. He's crazy.
Man.
He wants blood.
He wants blood, preferably inside of a penis.
Jesus Christ.
Ravs, you said you've had a moment like this. Tell us what you did.
Before I did all this, you know, streamer and podcast extraordinaire, I was a window cleaner, as you boys will well know. And I may have even told you this story before, but this is very similar to a story I had where, you know, I was doing a customer's house and he came down to pay me. He lived on like a top floor flat. So he paid me and I just kind of clocked that something was a bit off about him already. And then I cleaned all of his house and I was on the last window. It was like a living room window. It was like a really big window. And I climbed up and I soaped up all the window and stuff and I started to take it off with my little squeegee. And then he walked into the room completely fucking naked wanking.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Which, you know, makes sense why he paid first. And, you know, stuff like this just happens. It's fucking weird as hell.
I mean, it's like, remove the like kind of funny, jokey nature. It's really fucked up. Like, it's horrendously like wrong and fucked up.
what a horrible
thing to have happen. I'm sorry, that's fucking shit.
Perverts. They're perverts. And they think they can get away with it because they're not doing it in public. They're doing it in the privacy of their own home. So nobody, you know, what's going to happen?
Yeah.
You can't call the police and say, I saw a guy wanking in his own house on the top floor of the apartment.
I was standing there at the top of my ladder looking in.
Like, what's the kind of like, what's like in the window cleaning business? What do people say about that? What's like, what, you know, do you report it to police or not?
Is there a slang term? Is there a slang term for them?
No. Yeah, wankers. never reported anything like that at all. It's just kind of like, oh, do you see it weird today, mate? Oh yeah, I saw this. It's just kind of like that environment, you know?
Yeah.
In this situation, I think it's just like probably a senile old guy, you know, it kind of sounds like it. Mr. Donaldson just sounds like he's just comfortable in his own home, but also maybe losing it a little bit, and maybe he just like came out of shower and like all he had was a sock to answer the door. I don't know. Like, put a fucking
maybe a welfare check is in order.
Yeah.
Social services welfare check.
Yeah, I would say so.
Fundamentally, right, you just don't want it to happen to anybody else. Like, you want to kind of put a halt to that so no one else has that happen to them, right?
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
It makes me wonder how frequently it happens. Was it like commonplace for us? Did that happen a lot?
Well, yeah, my friend like had a woman answer the door with just like her giga bush out, just like an absolute like mammoth bush.
Sorry, lady. Sorry, mom. I'm here for the windows, not the garden. Sorry.
Did you say sorry, lid?
Sorry,
lid first.
Oh my God.
I was going to say sorry, lady.
What are you trying to say, Harry?
Oh,
this is why we need a Manscaped sponsorship.
Oh my God. Oh, also, can we have some of those things that do the personal wipes?
What are they called?
Like, things, yeah.
I can't remember what they call them, but there's a special term that they have for them to get rid of boy dirt.
I think it's boy dirt be gone. I think that is. Yeah, I think that's the brand.
That might be it.
I mean, it seems like the question isn't super phased by it, right? Like, they seem like they're doing all right.
Yeah. I felt the same. I'm fine, yeah. I was like, that was fucking weird. That's how I really felt about it. It feels like they're not too phased. I think, like, social services for a checkup would be, like, the move.
Where does this come from, though? Where does this, like, you know, flashing a window cleaner come from? It's not like, you know, you're like, you get in porn, there's all the plumber comes around, and then, oh, no, you know, fucking my cock's out or whatever. Like,
it's about power and control over someone else. Right?
How many plumbers come in with their cock out?
I don't watch those ones. Oh, my God. Yeah, is that it? What, like, the
window cleaner? It's a hell of a pipe you got there, boy.
I'm here to fix your boy papes.
God, like, is that
so? It can just be about power control. They maybe in their normal life they're quite powerless. They are some sort of pervert, and they know that they can get away with this, that it's safe because it's in their house. And if they were to do it out in the real world, they would get into trouble. So they know that they can get away with it. And they think, fuck it, it's just a window cleaner. It's like barely a human being. That's probably what they would think, right? It's just someone, you know.
Yeah.
It's just some work guy. So, yeah, it's really shit. It's really unbelievably shit. But
I wonder if there's like a kind of...
You've got to be a bit of a fucking psychopath.
I wonder if there's like a... I guess, Raz, would you guys ever like skip houses that you knew would do that? Was that like a personal choice thing? Or like,
no, because it's very rare that these things actually happen. Like that's an only one time occurrence to me. The rest of the time we're just like accidentally catching like a guy who thought he was home alone enjoying some private movies, or like, you know, accidentally catching like an old lady coming out of a shower or some shit. You know, like you would get accidental stuff, but
at that point, you're peeping. Yeah. You're the peeping, yeah. Tom, mate.
Well, I tried to be as loud as I could with my ladder and stuff to let them know that I was coming. You know, I'd be like banging their windows.
To let them know what?
Let them know that I was heading up to clean their windows.
What you said was to let them know I was coming. That's what you said.
Well, that's what the shaking of the ladder means.
If you can do that whilst holding the squeegee and the bucket, then fair play to you.
Yeah, I was listening.
He deserves it.
I was listening to the hands-free sexual hypnosis.
Fuck's sake.
Sure.
That's a great question, because that sexual hypnosis shit fucking blew my mind. It was last week we were chatting, Simon.
Yeah.
Apparently Ravs has tried to do one of those sexual hypnosis things where you just kind of listen to a 30-minute video and it's going to make you cum. Have you ever heard of that?
Is it the one that's just like, ooh, like noises like that?
I was 16.
And you're like, oh, Ravs, are you coming? I'm sorry, Ravs. I didn't mean to set you off.
No, I was like 16 when I tried this, so I can't remember if it was like a fucking seal noises or whatever the fuck you're doing.
There are binaural beats and stuff, right?
Oh,
which
right.
I do listen to because they're incredibly relaxing. Right? It's like white noise, but not as harsh.
But do you ever put like the wrong one on and you're like, fuck, I'm coming?
It's like a hose. It's like a fireman's hose trying to get control of it. Ah!
Just shooting ropes over the cat. They're like, what the fuck? Sorry.
It's like Spider-Man's just been inside your fucking house. Oh my God, it's everywhere.
And then you see the window cleaner at the window.
Oh God. No, Raps, I'm sorry.
My binaural noises.
Oh, holy shit!
What do you listen to, sorry? What do you say? Like, what they like? What's the sound? What does it sound like?
It is just like a ooh kind of thing, but it's like there's several frequencies on top of each other, and maybe a couple of them will be like sort of wavering, going up and down in frequency a bit, and it's really relaxing, at least to me.
I find that stuff just too, like, maybe I'm just like, maybe I can't be relaxed. I feel like being relaxed is kind of a skill, do you know what I mean? I feel like I'm too like on edge all the time to like relax that kind of stuff. It's like, I just feel like I get bored. I'd just be staring and just be like, okay, I need more Any more stimulation? Just listening to the...
Maybe this is ADHD. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe I'm just an idiot. I'm not sure. Have you ever tried?
Maybe you're just young. That's it. You're just young. You're like, that's weird. There must be something wrong with me. I can't just sit and listen to without getting really bored. I want to go and do stuff. Yeah, that's because you're young. I'm in my 40s and I'm like, oh, this is quite nice. And I'm just sat and just staring into space.
Just having a biscuit.
Yeah, eating a rich tea. Like, I'm having a good afternoon.
Enjoyable. Enjoyable moments.
Oh,
that's
God.
It. I'm Googling it. Binaural sexual.
Binaural.
Hypnosis.
Yeah, if you want, you can look up. Yeah, yeah. I think you sexual can add anything.
The top video is warning sexual frequencies, binaural beats.
It's all bollocks. All of that's got to be bollocks, right?
What? There's no
like,
titties.
Like, I know that there have been ones that...
what the fuck is this
There
video?
Are ones that change your eye colour and stuff. I've
Sorry,
seen people do
what?
Videos. Yeah, I've seen people... They've done videos about these kind of things where, like, you watch this video, you listen to this frequency, and it will change your eye colour, or it will make your boobs bigger, or, you know, make your dick bigger, I guess. Maybe that's a thing.
How fucking...
There's all this nonsense.
What are the comments like on this? Oh, my God, people
yeah,
are, like,
I tried
loving it.
It. My eyes were green and now they're blue. It really works.
I listened to this and I came 7 times. Sexual frequencies.
I had to put a disclaimer in the Discord just because, like, every other Yogg will see that I just posted this.
Where did you post this?
I posted it in general chat.
What, in the office?
No.
In the Yogg's recording server.
Oh, thank God.
In the chat.
Okay,
all these birthday messages for Daff. Rav's just posted binaural sexual.
Jeez responded with a Shrek.
Yeah,
gif.
This is it. This is the kind of relaxing, nice music.
But
you
is
listen
this
to
making
the cum
you
music?
Feel sexual?
No. I like how it's got like the watery noise on top of it as well.
Someone's fucking adding this one to his playlist, mate.
It's like being in a spa. It's really nice. Oh my God, look at the responses.
Oh no.
Team Kirsty.
There's a lot of judgment.
Like, what the fuck?
There's a lot of judgment going on right now.
Oh.
Oh my God.
I just realised that we have a group chat. I could have put this in.
Fuck's sake. So I guess overall, just don't fucking flash your window cleaner. And if you are a window cleaner and it happens to you, honestly, do tell someone. Like,
yeah,
preferably someone more than us. Don't just tell us.
And that money might be gone, mate. I don't know. You might not get your five or whatever from doing that house. Like, yeah. Maybe phone social services.
Yeah. And if they pop round, see if they can get the fiver off of them.
Take the piggy bank, yeah.
Hey all, I'm Dr. Alo Kanoja, but the internet knows me as Dr. K. I spent 7 years studying to become a monk and then became a psychiatrist. I want to tell you a little bit about my podcast, Healthy Gamer GG, where we combine my clinical experience of practicing psychiatry and sprinkle in years of experience as a meditation teacher and sort of focus on spirituality. So on the podcast, we're going to approach very common everyday problems from each of these lenses. And what we really do well is blend science and spirituality to create the most accessible solutions for people for their everyday problems. So check us out at Healthy Gamer GG on YouTube, Spotify, or Apple.
Hi, 0 Degrees. I work for a sales team and have been partnered with a new employee who has the last name McCoolies. McCoolies.
Oh my God.
McCoolies. Is it okay that I don't want to work with someone with such a ridiculous last name? Imagine meeting a new client. Hi, I'm Mr. Barker. Meet McCoolies. Fucking ridiculous. Like...
For context, I feel like we should spell it out just so people can appreciate how silly it is. It's spelled M-U-G-O-O-L-I-E-S. I have never heard of that name before in my life.
Yeah, I think we might be getting trolled here. Because I've just googled Magooly's name with the same spelling and I've not found one result.
Maybe. We should point out to people that aren't from the UK as well, and probably Ireland, Ghoulies is a slang term for testicles, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Ghoulies.
Yeah.
The gonads.
So Magooly's is a pretty ridiculous name by any measurements. I wonder, they did specify last name, didn't they?
It's not even like
a nickname or something.
So they might be like Richard Magooly's.
Dick Magooly's. Dick Magooly's for sure.
Yeah.
Fuck my life. I feel like, oh God, you got to fucking talk to them about that fucking name. In a nice way, right? Like, you know.
What if they just took up like an act, a stage name or like a writer's name, you know? Like, just take like a business name, you know? I mean, that's not Magooly's.
A last sentence. Imagine meeting a new client. Hi, I'm Barker. Meet Magooly's. Like, it just is never.
There's 14 results if you Google Magooly's. 14 results. Oh, it says 15 now.
Nice.
15 across all of Google. Across all of Google. There's no way that this is a real
There's
last
no
name.
Way
Maybe they just spelled it wrong. Maybe they spelled it wrong.
They could have spelled it wrong, yeah.
It's some shit about Dungeons and Dragons. Dungeon of Magooly.
Dungeon of Magooly, yep.
It might be MacGooly's. MacGooly's.
Oh, it could be Mac. Be like a Scottish. But yeah, MacGooly's is like, that's not, that's still just, I don't think that's a
Ravs,
name.
Well, maybe, you known any MacGooly's?
I've never known a Magooly, but like, I feel like maybe our listener just is shit at spelling or hearing, and like the person is probably called like McGinnis or something, and he just heard Magooly's or something, you know.
It's Jones.
It's Jones, yeah, and he's hearing this.
The strat is 100%, you don't ever introduce them. You let them introduce you, because just like, let them introduce themselves. Hi, I'm sorry, I'm Mr. Magooly's, this is Barker. It's way better than, hi, I'm Barker, and this is Magooly's. It sounds like your weird fucking like sidekick.
Plus, don't like sales teams usually say like, hi, I'm Craig, and this is like my partner Steven or something? Like, they never say like,
yeah,
hello, I'm
a good point.
McGill and Magooly's.
Yeah.
Use their first name. For fuck's sake, just use the first name. Problem solved. Easy mode. Come on.
Get with
the program.
I feel like you can't. You don't want to get done for bullying, though. So you just never raise it with them. Just let it be this unspoken thing. Just leave it.
Also, next time you have a shower, you know, get some soap on, you know, your four fingers. Put them inside your ear. Just move them around a bit. Get the fucking boy dirt out. Maybe you'll be able to hear what their name is better. Because it probably isn't Magooly's.
Yeah.
Magooly's just also isn't a word. Google just says it isn't a word. It's not a thing. Do you reckon we could check the fucking census? Do you reckon we could do a census check? I don't believe that Magooly's is a real word. National Census Archives. How do you just search? UK Census Online, free search. Surname, Magooly's.
They must have spelled it wrong.
There's lots of variations of Mweeglas, Muggles, Mugglassy. There's lots of kind of variations around it.
What if this is like a deed poll? What if they've like changed their name, like because
by
of a
choice
bet or something, or by choice? They just like really resonate with Magooly's. Maybe they're like a guy that's really into like a these nuts jokes. You know what
maybe
I mean?
Maybe they're that guy that wrote in about their giant testicles.
Maybe. Oh my
He's
god!
He's really taking ownership
is.
Over it.
It probably like, is.
This is my life-defining trait.
Oh my god!
Why, hello, yes, it's me, Dennis Magooly's, with my pool ball-sized testicles.
It's gotta be Richard. Richard Dick Magooly's is just too great a fucking name.
It is. It's too good. Dick
I also
Magooly.
Would buy.
I don't believe it.
I would buy whatever Dick Magooly's would sell me. I'd buy whatever it was.
Baldos.
It's Dick Magooly here. We gotta make a transaction. Fuck.
Baldos. 20 of them.
You want them? I got them.
I got giant testicles. Come on, take a look. It's like a freak show down there. Come on. Fucking hell.
Stick them in your ass.
Brilliant. What a brilliant name that I just don't believe.
I don't believe it. I don't believe it.
Yeah,
they've either got the spelling very wrong, or they're just making it up for jokes.
Do you know what?
Can we ban them? Can we ban them from the podcast?
No, no, even better. I want them to sneak a picture of that of their workmate's ID and send it in to us.
Is that illegal? I don't know.
No, it'd be fine. I want
they
proof.
Might get fired.
I want fucking proof.
I want proof. Tweet it at us if you can.
Yeah.
Or
you
take
DM
a picture.
It privately. It doesn't have to be public. Yeah. I want to know. I
or
have
I'd take
to know.
A picture with him and be like, this is my friend, Dick McGillies. There's a nice selfie of the two of you together.
It's like some fucking super bad shit.
Open it up to anyone that's listening. If you know anyone called McGillies, send us proof.
We have one listener who's called McGillies is going to be fucking crying right now. We'd just be like, not a real name. It's a bullshit name. It means testicles.
They're like crying because they've never heard of that before.
The diggy hole man was me.
Question 4. Which sense is the most important? If you had to get rid of all but one in the 5 senses, sight, hearing, taste, smell, and touch, which would you keep?
The fuck? This is like a question from like Saw.
It is a little bit, yeah. I like really hope that, you know, they're not going to like take these answers literally, hunt us down and take all of our senses away from us.
Yeah, I don't want that. That's not great.
That wouldn't be ideal, would it? That would suck.
I always like touch is an interesting one, right? Because like touch, does that mean you can still like, I always think about this with food. Like, I feel like food is like the great one to like reference point it from, right? Like, does that mean you can still, because you can't taste food, but you can still feel the texture of food in your mouth? And does touch reference?
No, there's neither of them if you get rid of both.
You get rid of both. Oh, of course. Yeah, you can only keep one. Fuck, keeping one is
Yeah, only
rough.
Keeping one is really difficult here.
Also,
you're thinking it have to be sight or hearing.
Yeah, you need to be able to like interact with the world, right?
If you don't have touch though, like, would you not know if you'd piss yourself and shit like that?
Or if you're breathing? Like,
or if you were breathing?
Like, touch is like pretty, there's a lot of things you're like,
you don't just stop breathing. If you lose your sense of touch, you don't just stop breathing.
But is it like, what is,
it's fine.
But are we saying touch is hands? For the sake of it, should we just say touch is like, you can't feel things with your hands anymore? Do you know what I mean?
You can't feel anything with your dick either.
And dick. Okay.
Sexual pleasure, that's gone now.
Yeah.
No, like, sexual like pleasure whatsoever.
Neck down.
No matter
you lose,
how
like,
many binaural beats you listen to, nothing's coming out.
No more slinging ropes.
Yeah.
Slinging ropes. Jesus.
Such a fucking expression. Which one would you go for? Which one are you keeping?
This is a really difficult question. I think I would probably keep, like, sight.
Yeah, I mean, who wouldn't say sight? Because, like, it's hard. It would be very hard to just be blind.
Yeah. I just feel like
doing anything is so much harder.
I feel like only having a hearing would be really frustrating. Like, not be able to touch anything, not be able to eat anything, and just be able to hear stuff. Like, be able to hear. You'd just be able to.
Oh, shit.
You wouldn't be able to hear yourself, and you wouldn't be able to taste your food you're eating, but you could hear it. So, you wouldn't be able to see the food or taste it, but you're able to hear it. Imagine how weird that would be, eating food, but be able to hear yourself eating.
Someone just makes, like, really wet, like, mac and cheese, and you're hearing, like, the wet sounds.
Am I eating right now? Is that good pussy?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, God, why?
Those would be the questions you'd have to ask, Simon, if you only had hearing.
I'm thinking, if you only have hearing, just imagine you're trying to do anything in your life, right?
Jesus Christ.
You're blind and you're trying to navigate the world and you have no sense of touch.
Uh-huh.
How? You don't know where anything is.
No.
Like, you'd be reaching out for things. You wouldn't be able to feel them.
No.
True.
It would be
It has to be sight. It has to be sight. If you'd pick any of the others, you're an idiot.
I honestly agree. I think like, why would you choose smell? I can't interact with the world in any other way. I feel like if you choose smell, you become some weird superhero.
Yeah, it's, you're like Daredevil, but shit.
Like, why would you? Yeah, I don't know if to see or hear anything or touch anything or taste anything again. But Yeah, someone farted in a bath over there. Yep. Like,
he did it.
What a
he
fucking...
did it. I can smell his boy dirt from here.
I just, it's
you know how, you know how Daredevil can, like, he can read even though he's blind? And I don't mean read Braille. He can actually read printed text
even
though he's blind. Because his sense of touch is that sensitive, right? How does it... Could if Daredevil only had a sense of smell, could he read just by sniffing the page like Dave Lister
smelling
with
the ink.
Cat books?
Yeah, like, smell the way the ink moves around the page.
What? I love it.
What would be his name? Like, we have to change his name from Daredevil. What would it be?
The Sniffer.
The Sniffer.
The Sniffer.
Sorry, wait, can you even talk? I assume you can still talk, right? Losing a sense of touch doesn't mean you can't, like... it would be hard to talk.
Yeah, we said just hands and penis, yeah. So...
You're right.
I think
bring the paper
to
me! Bring it under my nose!
Oh, God. Over time, it would get harder to talk, I think.
Yeah.
You just forget how it works.
I just think you're 100% right, Simon. It's just... there's no way you're not keeping anything but sight. Like, we haven't discussed taste yet. Like, for sure, it'd be weird not having taste on food, but fuck it. I think you get over that to live, right?
Yeah.
Like, people have lost their sense of taste before, and, you know, they're still going
thankfully
about.
Thankfully, still have mine. COVID times.
Yeah, true.
Oh. I mean, if you keep sight, just think about this, right? You can go to the toilet without anyone helping you.
True.
Right? Mm-hmm. If you lose any of the others, you're in trouble because you lose everything. Right?
That's true.
You lose everything.
Yeah. I mean, it would be a weird sensation pissing and not be able to feel that you're holding your piss. Holding your piss. Holding your penis.
Barry? Barry?
Between
just
your fingers.
Pissing into your hand.
Barry?
Just
what are you doing?
Into your hand and splashing it into the toilet. God.
Never shake hands with Barry.
Never shake hands with him. Sorry, what an image. Just this man fucking pissing into
just
his hand.
Cupping his hands.
It's fine, I can't smell it. Just... I can't taste it or smell it. Fuck off.
Oh my god.
But also, you wouldn't, like, oh my god, you know, like when you get up in the middle of the night and, you know, there's other people in the house and you're trying to piss quietly, you know, you're pissing on, like, the side of the bowl. You don't know if you're making the big, like, piss sound.
Yeah, fine, that's why you got to sit down. You gotta sit down to pee.
Yeah, you gotta do the backwards sit down where you face the
wall. Yeah,
yeah, that's the outfit. Like,
or submerge yourself underwater and then pee.
Piss in the bath.
Then it's silent.
That's true.
The perfect crime.
I just think it's got to be sight. Weird, because I always thought, like, I guess usually people, the question isn't posed of you only get to keep one. I feel like that's why this one makes it harder.
It's usually posed as what one if you had to lose one, you know?
Yeah. But only keep
one. And then everyone
one.
Says smell.
Yeah, because who the fuck cares about that? Interesting.
Sniffer does.
I actually feel like we've actually solved that problem.
Yeah. That actually... It's solved.
For once. Zero qualifications, 0 degrees. We've actually fucking done it. We've problem solved the question.
Case crime.
Can we get one of those rubber stamp animations? And it says solved on it.
Solved. Busted.
Luke, do it.
Luke... It'd be me, actually. Fuck, why am I saying this? I'm
Barry,
editing this tomorrow.
Do it.
Me, remember to do this. It's just going to be... There's nothing's going to happen. I'm just going to forget.
Sad.
It's a sad moment. Dear degree people, help, please. I'm a single gay guy approaching his 30s, and I feel like I haven't really gone out there and done anything fun and crazy. I spent a long time focusing on helping those around me, but I never took a chance to really do what I wanted to do. I'm finally starting to go places, and I feel that I'm not quite there yet. I live in a pretty cool town, but I still feel like I'm not living, you know? I'm also a librarian, and y'all better have your damn library cards. Thanks. And then they put their name, which I'm not going to read. We don't dox. We don't dox.
No dox. We're non-doxing. Yep.
Approaching your 30s, but you're still young. What? Like, there's no...
That means you're in your 20s.
Yeah, there's no panic. Chill. relax, take it slow.
I think they need, they've never had like a wild phase. I think is kind of what they're saying. They haven't had that wild phase of a few years getting shit faced, doing dumb shit. You know?
Yeah, I feel it doesn't sound. It sounds like they miss.
Start doing some drugs. That'll liven up your life. Just start doing some drugs. Start hanging out with some real shifty motherfuckers. Suddenly, a lot of excitement.
Yeah, a couple
in
of dive bars. Yeah.
Do a couple crimes. Just, you know, wild it up. Come on, what are you doing? You boring? Oh, it's to be boring.
Librarian by day, cat burglar by night. Let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some crime. Be gay, do crime. Isn't that not the same?
That's the motto,
that's
yeah.
That's the saying.
That is
there you
the
go.
Saying. I feel like they kind of, they weirdly like long to do the crazy things. It doesn't actually seem like they kind of want to. It feels like they're just sad they've missed out, less so than they actually want to. Do you know what I mean? It doesn't give me the vibe that they're like, oh, I haven't done the crazy things. But like, it's fine to not do all the crazy things. You don't have to. Not everyone has to fucking do crimes and do drugs.
I mean, it sounds like they're living like a nice life, you know? They're helping people around them, they said. And, you know, it feels like they're starting to go places.
Yeah. Just be a bit more...
Don't fuck it up. Don't fuck it up by being something stupid.
Yeah. Don't fucking take this nice, you know, you put work into that life. Don't fucking tit it all up with some... Oh, God, just do a few drugs. Go on, actually, yeah. Just do a couple. Why not?
Maybe they do need to do some new things. Whether it's taking up a new hobby that gets you out there, right? Or going clubbing a few times if you've never done that.
That might be a good idea, yeah.
Right? Yeah. Nothing insane. But, you know, if you young gay man, you'll be fine going clubbing. Find some nice gay clubs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you'll make friends. Even if you go there alone, you'll make friends. It'll be fine.
I feel like they probably haven't gone like traveling or something. This strikes me as an American. This strikes me as someone in America.
Yeah. The problem with traveling is the amount of time it takes.
Yeah. But it feels like working in a library, you could that's something that you could go on, you know, a little break.
Yeah, you could take like a little leave.
Back, right?
Get like Brenda to cover you that week and just like go travel for a while.
I like to imagine it's quite a nice work setting.
It feels like traveling is more than like just having a week off, right?
Yeah, it's like a month or something at least, right?
Yeah.
You know, that's making some memories, that's doing some crazy shit, you know. I feel like everyone who goes traveling does come back changed in some way.
Although just going to a foreign country for a week would be pretty big if they've never done that before.
Yeah, they're American by the looks of the question.
Go to Europe for a week. That would be pretty wild. Don't go to France though.
Yeah, don't. I wouldn't recommend France. You want to get sad.
You want to go somewhere where people will be happy to speak English to you.
Exactly, you don't want like someone to be rude because you're, you know, speaking
Spain's
at them.
Spain's pretty bad for that as
well. Yeah, I mean, quite a lot of European countries don't. Go Greece. Greek people love it. They're well into it. You get bang on in Greece. Yeah, do it. Just buy a transatlantic flight to solve your problems.
What about Holland?
That'd be pretty sick. We're
Holland's
just back from
wild.
There.
Yeah. Honestly, Berlin. I mean, Berlin sounds like really weird.
Oh, Berlin feels like the place you need to go to put some excitement in your life.
Yeah, that might be too much excitement. That might be too much.
You might lose a kidney, but that's fine. There'll be a guy called The Machine, all dressed in leather, that removes it. So,
I'm sorry, you mean The Machine?
Die Maschine.
Das Machine.
Das Machine.
Have you guys
but Machine is with a capital M.
But before that, he was the dance machine.
Jesus Christ.
Have you guys ever had that kind of worry? I feel like it's quite a normal little concern to pop into your head, right? Like, oh, am I doing enough? Whatever. Like, I feel like that happens quite a lot.
I've had it a few times in my life, but like right now, I feel happy and content. But you know, I can certainly see where this chap's coming from.
Mm.
How about
all
you
right,
guys?
Ravs, just imagine.
Okay.
You're in the shower.
All right.
You slip, you fall.
Oh, no.
Your life flashes before your eyes, before your head smacks against the ground.
Oh, fuck. God.
Have you led a good life?
You know what? I think I have. I think I have.
The image that flashes into your head is that guy wanking.
Oh, no.
When you're on the ladder. No!
No!
It's the last thing.
I'm lying there, bleeding out, and the ringing in my ears reminds me of binaural beats, and I shoot ropes of cum all over myself.
Poor fucking Bree.
My
poor
family.
Bree.
My family.
Poor Bree finds you 7 days later.
Oh, my God! Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God.
What am I going to do?
Goes back and plays Dead by Daylight. Fuck's sake. You know what? I mean, that's a great place to wrap it. I mean, that's... I don't feel like we could peak any higher than that. I think that's... I mean, that's it. I think we're done. Wow. Some good questions today. We fucking sped through them. I like it. I like answering lots of different questions. It's good.
Yeah, it's some old, some new, weird and good.
Yeah.
Just 495 left.
So many. There's so fucking many. Thank you for joining us, though, Simon. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
We're sure to get you back. We have to do one with Lydia as well. It feels like not a complete episode until Lydia's back. So we'll have to get you on again.
We'll have you on again for sure.
If you come back, he'll be like, he's going to close disc and be like, that's fucking, we never talk about more cum or boy dirt in my life.
Blocked.
Just the young stuff. This is it. This is the final thing Simon ever recorded. Be sure to send in your questions, though. We do still check through the new ones. Because obviously some of the old ones, there's questionable quality.
Well, some of these were older ones. I decided I'd dive back into the depths to find some old ones. You know, just so everyone gets a fair shot.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. And be sure to check out Simon's Peculiar Portions and Simon, who streams pretty much every morning and Thursday evenings with G Pestcraft. Go give him some love.
It's Monday and Tuesday morning, Thursday, Friday, Saturday evenings.
Boom. There we go. Check him out. Give him some love. Ask him about Zero Decrease questions. All that good stuff.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Yep. I know we said we would do video for guests, but, I have COVID. Lydia's sick. Harry's sweaty. It's not a good time.
It's not the one. The video it's editors not the one will today. Never end. We will eventually. Chill.
Okay.
Chill.
Yeah.
Chill, young Padawans.
Just go visit a nice spa with some cat girls.
Yeah, do that.
Yeah.
That'll be nice. All right. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you all next week. See you later. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, 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 bye,
bye. Bye, bye.